The next time we talk, there is going to be a WASDE crop production report behind us, and we get to see what they think of what everybody thinks this current crop is looking like out there, along with where the demand is likely surfacing as well. As you've probably heard, average yield is about 178.5 bushels to the acre for corn, soybeans, just under 53 bushel, more like 52.5 bushels to the acre. Here's the one thing you should note is that everybody, including high watermark Stone X, who always has the highest guess, they're all lower. So that tells us the trend to the yield is likely lower tomorrow, and the USDA won't shock us with a higher yield. So we shall see. It's just a working thought that I have that if, you know, maybe we are going to see a lower corn yield number tomorrow. But it's the demand side, I think, that the USDA has to play catch-up on, because they still have to finish out the old crop year, which they're, again, probably behind about 50-plus million bushels on telling us what demand is. It's well over 16.3 billion bushels. And we have a new crop demand that they've tried to dial down because new crop supplies are under 15.8 billion. So we are taking a carryout and we are slashing it and making it lower yet. So we'll see how that plays out tomorrow, because today, after having been lower for 5 days in a row since hitting 550 last week Wednesday, corn found some legs today. We're up 3 cents right now at 531. The March contract up 546.25. Soybeans are the big winner today. China keeps buying the beans. Big purchases again this morning, about 500,000 metric tons almost of sales to between China and an unknown, 479,000 to be exact, for those that like to nitpick. We pushed to new highs for the year. Went to 1331.5 on November beans, currently up 17.75, 1327.25. The Jan beans, they're up 17.25 at 1342.5. As we look at the wheat trade, well, after pressing the lows of the week and challenging last week, Kansas wheat did not make new lows, but Chicago did by a bit, but we're back above that. The Elgo readers, when they seen open lines of communication between President Putin and President Zelensky, this war is going to come to an end. It's not that easy. President Putin, he's not giving up the Donbass nor Crimea. And well, Zelensky, he's not giving up on wanting it back. So that war is going to continue well into the winter over this. And besides, all the big deep water ports are so damaged now that even if the war stopped today, they're lucky if they can have a lot of this fixed in the next 6 months. So end users are going to have to seek wheat elsewhere. They'll go to Europe first. They'll go to France and Germany. Then they'll move on to Argentina and Australia and maybe Canada, but they're going to have to get some from us too. So the price of wheat will recover, and we're probably going to see Chicago wheat back challenging $8, and this time maybe going through it, and that rising tide will float all ships and carry Kansas, push Kansas, and carry Minneapolis along for the ride. Currently, Chicago December up 7.25, 736. Kansas December gaining 6 cents at 812.25. In Minneapolis, 9.5 cents higher on December, 757.5. March Minneapolis up 9.25, 775.5. Cattle futures, well, we continue to find that market recovering from last week's action as the trade seeks to find maybe steady money this week, if not higher, is the hope. And with that, the market is anticipating that even the southern trade, they're asking for maybe 225 this week. I don't know if they're going to get that or not. The box beef market probably not improving enough to pull it off, but just the same, October cattle holds out hope of being up 65 cents at 216.50. December's up 17 cents, 218.65. The feeder trade, feeder cattle market, running premium now to the feeder index. The Douglas, Arizona port of entry is back open again, but there is questions on whether Santa Teresa will be open in New Mexico on September 24th, 2 weeks out from now, because of the delayed action they're having in Douglas. Does that mean we have to tack on another week because they were shut down to see if there's any more problems that can develop? We'll see. That's why the feeders are also getting a bump here. Up 210 on September, 331.80. October up 75 cents, 326.57. The November's up 47 cents, 321.92. January up 77 cents, 314.92. A lot better action than where they were just 2 weeks ago when they were pounding them January feeders under 300, catching a bid near 297. So that means we've seen a $20 rally here almost across the board on these feeders. Hogs, they're mixed today, up 20 on October, 83.27. Down 20 cents for December hogs, 74.40. Inflation numbers this morning has silver, gold, Bitcoin, and especially the stock market under pressure. There is a buzz that maybe the Federal Reserve is going to be raising interest rates this week, next week, I should say, or at least sometime this year. So that has everything under pressure there. December gold down $61 an ounce. We're at $4,399. December silver back under 65 as well, down $3.90 to $64.73. Bitcoin losing $1,628. That is on the index. The September contract down $865 at $77,505. And for crude oil, well, first I'll note diesel fuel futures over $5 for the first time since 2022. Oh, and you know it's a lot higher out there at the pump. But that said, crude oil today up $5.91 a barrel, $101.96. Gasoline up 15 and a quarter cents a gallon, $3.36.5. And diesel fuel up 26 and a half cents a gallon to $5.06.5 a gallon. I guess President Trump should stop beating on President Biden for being a bad president with his fuel prices, because he's kind of brought it on himself too. So there you are, higher energy prices, higher inflation. Any more information you need, we have it for you at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.